Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
November.
Yeah.
So, I'm starting to get excited about the holidays.
Okay, tell me about it.
I mean, you guys know Christmas is my jam. I don't really be caring about Thanksgiving. Wait, I'm sorry, the big dinner.
Yeah.
If you listen to the podcast for Alan, there is no Thanksgiving in his family. It's the big dinner. So, I don't have a big, you know, attachment around the big dinner the way that Alan does. I give thanks always. Mm-hmm. I don't require the slaughter of a turkey to do so. But collard greens do help. I am looking forward to Christmas.
Okay, good. Good, good. You have a Christmas list already written out?
Is it a list? I don't think I got a list written out. I got some things that I'm hoping for.
All right.
Got some fingers this crossed.
All right. Well, look, I'm still waiting for my birthday present, so.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, it is true.
I definitely
know Christmas is going to be extra special.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You wasn't accepting birthday presents this year. That's what happened. Because I'm good for a gift. You weren't accepting birthday presents earlier this year.
Says who?
So, you said that. So
that is not true.
If you're feeling the same way around Christmas, I don't know what to tell you.
Just let it be known, I'm fully accepting
you're receiving
Christmas and late birthday presents and advanced birthday presents because it's right around the corner.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, again, if you choose to accept them, then you will receive them.
Lies.
So last week we talked about end of the year, things you need to get in order, tax strategy and all that.
A lot of it was tax-based.
And unfortunately, y'all, we're coming back with more tax stuff.
But here's the thing.
Here's the thing. I do agree we do need to do this way. And I know y'all don't want to hear this. I know we're wealth managers. We're trying to help y'all build wealth. I'm trying to keep y'all wealthy. But the truth of the matter is, that ain't all y'all's money.
It really isn't. And jokers don't understand that. People need to understand taxes.
Yeah, y'all be getting these pay raises or these new jobs. And you be like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
I'm making six figures, balling.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't even taking that money home. That's not even, you're not even taking most of that money home.
You're really not.
And you got to be honest with yourself. We have to be honest with y'all. Today, we are really about to just make it plain. We're about to draw the line in the sand around the money that's yours and the money that's not. Because y'all be spending like all of it's yours.
Yeah. So the impetus behind this is like we've been doing a lot of shows talking about all kinds of financial tips. But I realized like not everybody understands taxes. And here's how I know. So there was this tweet that went out this week. A player named Arik Armstead who plays in the NFL. He's a defensive tackle for the 49ers. And I don't know why he did this. I guess everybody knows what NFL players make anyway, but he tweeted his game check. He makes $393,000 gross.
Per game.
Per game.
Gross. It is kind of, I mean, for those who are making $50,000, it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
$393,000 per game.
Somebody listening like, can I just play one game?
Yeah, because the moment you get hit, I think you might go back to work.
So his gross pay was $393. His net pay was $198,000, which means the taxes and the deductions added up to about 50% of this man's check.
Now, for a lot of people, they're like, listen, I'll take the $198,000. I don't really have a problem with that for one game. But again, if he received a check for $393,000 and spent $393,000, he'd have a problem. That's what a lot of us are doing. They are taking the number written on the paperwork, on the offer letter,
and budgeting it.
And budgeting it. Yeah. And unfortunately, if you are living righteously, mm-hmm. it doesn't work like that.
Because it's not all your money. But like, think about your first job and the first time you saw all those deductions from your check. You were ready to fight somebody.
I burst into tears. No. So literally, my first job straight out of college, very high profile job. I was, no, facts. No, it was, I was
Starbucks
working.
Starbucks is no, not high profile.
That was during college, okay? So once I had a degree, I had a high profile job, downtown, high rise, okay?
They paid good down there.
I had to wear real pants.
Are you serious?
And, you know, slippery bottom shoes to work.
Shoulder pads?
And first of all, I'm not that old. I'm not shoulder pads
really?
Old. I'm not shoulder pads old. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not. But it was a blouse. I definitely had a blouse on. But I just knew I remember what they said in the offer letter. But like that didn't really quantify with me. I just knew the fact that I had a salary meant I was rich. I'm not working hourly. I have a salary.
Now you can look your nose down at those
facts.
Who
you
work
know what
hourly.
I mean?
Like how y'all even deal with
the
this.
The fact that I had to sign off on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man, I was official. I was balling. I had money. My first check, I'm not exaggerating. I literally called my parents in tears and asked who specifically is FICA?
Yeah.
And why are they taking so much of my money?
Now, did you think you were scammed?
No, for real. I thought like, so they got my information wrong or this doesn't apply to me.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm like Social Security. I'm only 22 years old. Like this doesn't apply to me yet. Like I'm entry level. Like give me the entry level taxes.
Yeah. No, you got it.
I don't have no kids. I'm not paying for the turnpike and the roads. Like I just, where's the taxes for recent grads?
Does it work? It doesn't work like that.
I was devastated, Alan.
You're also like, where's the taxes for, all right, a recent grad who's a woman. I mention I'm a woman?
And I'm black. So reparations. But no, I was really devastated and I was super concerned because I realized at that point in time, I would not be able to pay my bills.
Yeah.
Right? My parents were under the impression she got a good job now.
Mm-hmm.
She got this rent.
She's
she
out
got
of our
the
pocket.
Yes. And I called hysterically crying because I was concerned about what was happening. I went to HR and said, is this the weekly? I thought I got paid every 2 weeks, but I think I got the weekly check. Am I going to get another check next week?
Yeah. And sadly, you were mistaken.
Facts.
That was it. That was your check.
That was my check.
Because that's not all your money, B. Like,
but no one says that.
Yeah.
No one says
but
that.
But it really isn't.
I listen to a lot of rap songs. For y'all who indulged me in my music selection earlier this week, Jeezy dropped a new album. It's 29 songs. 29 songs.
That's a lot of music.
And
even in the lab.
Listen. And it's called I Might Forgive, But I Don't Forget.
Okay. That's how you feel about taxes.
Listen, I think he knew we were doing this episode. I say that to say I listen to a lot of rap music. And no one talks about, like when they're talking about like, you know, their activities and like the things that they're purchasing and how they're producing income.
Yeah.
No one talks about the taxes that get paid the accountant. If the accountant is in the room, if it was gross or net, I think we need clarity around that.
No, but Biggie said, no need to worry. My accountant handles that. Like he laid it out for
us. They killed Biggie.
But without a lot of details,
they killed
I will
him.
Say. So today we're going to give you the details because people don't understand taxes. We've been reading a bunch of surveys to really understand that. Y'all don't understand taxes.
About 90% of Americans don't know how many tax brackets there are.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all know there are brackets? First of all, there are brackets.
Yeah.
And the brackets are defined by your income.
Mm-hmm. There's seven of
them.
There's
seven brackets. Y'all thought it was three. I know people thought it was only three tax brackets.
Small, medium, large.
Tax. So
extra medium, extra small.
It's lower class, middle class, upper class.
Yeah.
Those are the tax brackets.
Recent grad in the workforce. And what? What would be the oldest?
Single mom. It's the single mom tax bracket.
No.
There is the bachelor's tax bracket.
Ooh, okay.
It's the ball in tax bracket.
Okay. Those are the three.
Yeah.
That's it.
No one knew there were seven of them.
Yeah.
About half of taxpayers, 46% specifically, don't know what tax bracket they're in.
Yeah.
So you might have known there was one, but you don't know yours.
No clue.
Alan, what tax bracket are you in?
Oh, man.
Are they labeled? That's the issue. If they labeled them, then we would know them.
Yeah.
They don't label them.
They do label them.
What's the names?
It's no names. It's just numbers.
Light. It's light.
I'm in the brown skin.
Mid. You're not bracket. Brown skin.
But that's the bracket I'm in.
But you're not. And so clearly Alan lies on his taxes because he's not in that tax
whatever.
Bracket. So nearly 3 in 5 taxpayers don't know what a W-4 is or that April 15th is the deadline for making a tax-deductible contribution to a traditional IRA for the prior year. Here's the issue. What's a tax-deductible contribution?
Yeah, there's that.
There's that.
Yeah. It sounds good, though.
So how am I supposed to know?
You know what this makes me think about? There's jokers right now with a shoebox full of receipts.
Facts.
And they don't know what they're even collecting or why.
No.
But they feel like they need to because they saw somebody else do it.
Why do I need to know the deadline if I don't know what we're talking about?
There's somebody stressed out right now carrying receipts. Mad they lost a turnpike receipt from 3 years ago.
Oh, no. It's not. Listen. It's not really going to help the way you think it's going to help. More than a third of taxpayers making less than $50,000 a year hired an accountant or like a tax preparer, come H&R Block, pretty much.
Yeah.
They hired either an accountant or some sort of H&R Block type of situation to do their taxes last year. But many of those taxpayers might actually just do them joints themselves or free online.
For free. The IRS will let you do them for free.
The IRS, once they realize you're not, like your income might not be able to support the cost of an accountant or an H&R Block type of situation, you, for the most part, can get your taxes done for free online. Now, again, you have to be telling the truth. If you don't lie and say that you're making less than $50,000 to get your taxes done for free because jail's not worth it.
Yeah, that's a fact. So let's break down the history of taxes, and then we're going to get into how the taxes.
It's a history of them?
Listen, man, you got time right now. You're listening to a podcast. You're strolling. You're probably like walking to the grocery store.
Why do we care about the history of taxes? Because they're here now.
Okay.
Was there taxes before slavery?
Okay, so taxes came out after slavery.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Lincoln.
That's the man.
Lincoln freed the slaves and then started taxing those same slaves.
Exactly.
Right,
and that's our first problem.
After.
Y'all,
okay.
Exactly. I've said this before. I do feel like reparations that we're not going to get. But if we were to happen to come up on some reparations,
uh-huh.
I think it should look like, this is my reparations plan. So if anybody, you know, works in Congress, I got y'all.
Okay.
It looks like
the Hawkins plan?
Yes. Okay. The Hawkins impact.
I might put
tax
my name
bill.
On it depending on what's a part of it.
Hawkins
so
impact tax bill.
Okay.
Okay. So first things first, we don't pay any more taxes.
Okay.
We also, all student loans are wiped clean.
Okay.
And we all get 800 credit scores.
800 credit scores? All right.
The top number, because they keep changing it.
Can you throw in mortgages and car loans? And you got yourself a deal.
First,
now, this is for black people?
Black people.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
What
so,
percentage black?
57% black. You have to be 57% black in order to qualify
okay.
for the Hawkins Impact tax.
So Obama
bill.
Would qualify then?
Yeah. He okay. Yes. So again.
Or would he?
Mm.
I think his mom.
And he was in home.
Wait, 57?
57.
Oh, wait, so Obama would not qualify.
But don't you get, when you're a president, that you still got to pay taxes?
Yeah.
You no, gotta, you don't.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, you don't.
All
so
right.
Again, I'm just going to run it back. The Hawkins Impact tax
okay.
bill is absolutely pay no taxes.
And
none
if,
of them.
And if you throw in student loans.
No student
plus
loans.
Plus cars. Plus business loans.
Uh-uh. Slow down, because now you're wrecking
and
the economy.
Homes.
We got to make some money.
It'll be the Hawkins boomer
no,
plan.
No, we got to. No taxes. So none of them. Employer,
okay.
sales.
None.
No taxes at
okay.
all. You bring home that whole check. Okay.
Okay.
If you have student loans, they're completely gone.
Okay.
And
okay.
you get back what you paid.
So you didn't say that.
Okay.
See, now you're talking.
You get back what you paid.
All right, put my name on that bill.
And then, again, top credit scores. They just wipe your credit report completely clean.
I'm in. Okay.
That's what reparations looks
so
like.
So let's go back to the history of taxes. So they became repealed in 1872, they were deemed unconstitutional at one point. But by 1909,
we started to go broke.
Like, they put the taxes back in place. The highest tax bracket used to be 77%.
Jesus, what?
That had is to be on raping.
That was on black
robbery.
People. That was on slaves.
No.
It was on 77% of your
income. I wouldn't even go
to
work.
I'm not working.
Yeah.
I'm not working.
No.
At that point.
77?
No.
That's disrespectful.
No.
So then in 1937, FICA started. That's your best friend that you talked about.
Yeah, so Federal Insurance Contributions Act.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who was in the room when they voted this in, but again, it's the Federal Insurance Contributions Act of 1935.
Yep.
Since we're coming up on the 100th year, we should amend it.
Okay.
And just add some exclusions.
Okay. Excluded if you're 57% black or more.
No, I think it could be different for this, for FICA.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Reparations Act, but for FICA.
Multiple acts.
Yes.
Okay.
For FICA.
All right. And then they added Medicare in 1965. The Medicare tax was added to FICA. That's to help to pay for medical expenses for those who were less fortunate or old.
But if I go to work, I pay for my insurance.
Yeah. We're not worried about you.
So Medicare is not for me.
No, it's not really not.
That's okay. Mm-mm,
it's not. So FICA. So let's break down FICA. FICA is a 15.3% tax that's paid halfway by you and half by your employer.
Mm.
So you cover 7.65%. Your employer covers 7.65%.
I know Momentum don't cover 7.65%
of
my FICA.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately. And your big earning self, the FICA bill is quite high. And we might need to actually talk about this.
Listen.
Okay?
I need my insurance contributions.
Yeah. So they split the tax, but again, FICA is really a breakdown of Social Security tax, which is about 12.4% of the 15.3%. And then Medicare is about 2.9% of the 15.3%. So 15% is the number, but again, you're paying 7.65. Your employer is paying 7.65.
There should be a cap.
Well, there are caps.
There we go.
Okay, so Medicare, the 1.45% tax, there's no cap. So if you made $200,000, you're paying tax on the whole 1.45%. And then if you make more, they'll even throw a little extra Medicare tax on you.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, not only do they not cap it, they say, you know what?
I get penalized.
We're going to give you an extra 0.9% of Medicare tax if you earn over $200K as an individual or $250K as a married couple.
That's very different. So $200K as an individual and $250K as a married couple,
mm-hmm.
that's two very different situations.
When you make $200, you married someone that makes $50. That's kind of what you're on the... Like, when you were dating, that's kind of what you were looking for.
That's not what I was looking for at all.
And then there's Social Security tax. So they do cap your income on Social Security. So they really only tax. They're so kind.
So kind. We don't even have Social Security.
They only tax the first $160,000 in income. Isn't that nice of them?
And then they're going to leave the rest alone?
Well, they're going to hit you with the Medicare. Social Security, they cap it. So if you made $300K, you only pay tax on the first $160 for Social Security. And that portion of the tax is 6.2%.
Maybe that's why we don't have no more Social Security.
Yeah, well, they've been raising that number. It used to be $147K last year. So that's one of the ways they try to get money back into the program is by playing around with these caps. Years ago, the cap was like $100,000. So, like, it's been going up.
Listen, if y'all are getting older, go ahead and put in for that Social Security right now because they about to run out.
Yeah, listen. All right, so how do you pay it? So FICA comes directly out of your check. You don't have to file a FICA tax return or anything like that. Except
how do they even know about you?
Because you got wages from a company.
HR is snitching.
I mean, basically,
okay.
More or less.
Okay.
But if you're self-employed, you also have to pay FICA.
Uh-uh.
But instead, they don't call it FICA. They call it the self-employment tax. And you pay the whole thing. Congratulations. You get to pay the 15.3% all by yourself.
This is why people don't pay their federal taxes. I'm just glad to say it.
Yeah?
Yeah, because self-employment tax.
Yeah.
It's not my fault I couldn't get a job. So I should get the...
Tax. But the beauty of being self-employed is, like, you still can qualify for Social Security and Medicare.
I can still qualify.
Like
I'm not working?
No, I'm saying, like, some people think you leave the workforce and start a company, now you don't get any benefits. Now, they still get it, but, you're paying in, so you still get a benefit. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of people who don't pay FICA.
And it's none of y'all, right? So first things first, it's non-resident aliens. Okay. And that's the term that they use. We do not call anybody non-resident aliens. Y'all are all welcome. Everybody, come through, okay?
But if you are a non-resident alien.
What is a non-resident? Because you already are a non-resident. Why wasn't non-resident enough? Why do you have to double down and add an alien?
So I don't live here, and I'm from another planet, really.
I guess. So if you're non-resident alien, you don't pay taxes.
You know who you are.
If you're members of specific religious organizations.
And it ain't Baptist.
I'm about to say, because I know Jesus, and he paid it all.
Yeah.
So what are the specific
you look that up
religious organizations? Okay. Because I'm going to fill out an application.
Okay.
Students who work at the school where they're currently enrolled. So if you're a student, I feel like that should be enough. I'm a student. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. No, it's not enough. You have to be working at the school where you are currently enrolled, and you do not have to pay taxes.
So like our Zips dry cleaners across the street from Morgan State, we have students who work there.
Don't quit Zips.
But I'm saying they have to pay those taxes because they're not working for the school.
Well, they're not listening to our podcast, because if they were, they'd quit and they would go work for the school.
Get a school job.
And then some employees of foreign governments.
Not all.
Not all. So that's it. Like, those are the only four groups that don't have to pay FICA.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So for a lot of people are like, listen, I'm on disability. I should qualify. Like, not all of that. Again, it doesn't matter what the circumstance is. It's just not all of your money.
Yeah.
So we've got more to talk about. Unfortunately, we got more bombs to drop. We just got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
It ain't all your money, by the way. I'm Alan Boomer.
We're the Momentum Advisors, and we'll be right back.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we are back.
Yes. It ain't all your money,
it's
Tiffany.
It's just not.
I'm sorry.
It's just not.
I know you just signed that whopping $85 million deal. You're only going to take home about 40. Can you live on the 40 million?
I already promised some of it out.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I bought a $50 million house.
Well, you...
And I ain't take out no
explaining to
I ain't take out no mortgage because you know interest rates is wilding.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm just, if you cut the FICA, I should be all right.
Yeah, well, we ain't cutting FICA. In fact, we gonna throw a little extra FICA.
Here's the
on
thing.
It.
If I made $40 million, I don't need Social Security. I'm secure. Socially and professionally.
But we need that in our tax base. Okay, fine. You know what's funny? Warren Buffett even gets a Social Security check. And he wants it. He cashes it. He's like, y'all earned it. I want mine too.
But what's the trade-off for real? Because if he'd have just kept his 15%, 2%, 3%, I'm positive he would have more than what his Social Security check
is.
But
you know what? The world will never know. Okay? Because you got to pay it. Like, everybody's got to pay it.
They going to know about mine.
And this is what's crazy. The FICA, I know we spend a lot of time on it. This is where even, like, people that are low income are still contributing. Like, a lot of folks look at low income people like you're just... you know, leeching off the system, you're getting more back and you don't even pay taxes. Like, really, everybody that works pays taxes.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest with you. I know there are, like, income caps. Like, after you reach a certain income, we talked about $167,000 earlier, like, you don't have to pay, you know, certain taxes on that. I think it should be, like, income, like, minimums. Like, if you're only making $30,000, $35,000, maybe you shouldn't be paying into this.
That's a good segue for the tax brackets.
You know how I do.
Because the tax brackets, so we talked about FICA, now we're going into federal taxes.
Y'all thought we were lying about these seven tax brackets. There are seven of them.
And we're just going to give you the percentages, okay?
Yeah, because Alan don't want to tell you which tax bracket he's in, but I see mine, and I don't like it. Okay, so there's the 10% tax bracket. There's a 12% tax bracket. I like these.
Okay.
There's a 22%.
Now, you see how it jumps, though?
Yeah, that's racist.
Like, 10 to 12 is like a 20% move. 12 to 22 is over a doubleage, if that's a word. Like,
yeah, and so the income... So if you pay 12% taxes if you are a single filer and you make anywhere between $11,000 to $45,000.
Yeah. But I mean, in reality, everybody pays all of these rates. Like, it's a progressive tax system, meaning like,
well, let's get to that. I don't think everybody understands that, because that, to me, that does soften the blow a little bit.
A little.
There's a 22% tax bracket. Alan is correct. Jump from 12 to 22 is egregious. Somebody should protest. Because then you go to from 22 to 24. There's a 24% tax bracket. There's a 32% tax bracket. There's a 35% tax bracket. I feel like Alan lives in there. Alan lives in the 35% tax bracket.
No comment.
And then there's the 37% tax bracket.
Lord.
Now, here's...
Used to be 77, so you should feel great that you got a break.
Here's the thing. I do... 37 isn't horrible. This is my issue. Again,
well, they already got 15 off the top.
I'm about to join Congress. So here's the thing. You're going to jump from 12 to 22 because I can make anywhere from $45,000 to $95,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to go from 35 to 37 when I can go from 231,000 to damn near 600,000. It's only a 2%. That's the jump. Put the jump up there. Don't put the jump in at the bottom. Put the jump at the top.
Can you tell that this is kind of slanted towards
jump 20%.
The high income people who are in charge of
jump 20%.
Setting these numbers? Like, yeah, this is why, like, you know, people that make a lot of money are looked at like they don't pay their fair share. Like, the brackets are really slanted in a way where they penalize you a lot more in the middle than at the top.
Now, one thing that I do know that most people don't understand is how they come up with your actual quantifiable number, what you pay in taxes. It's not 35% of your income. It's not just straightforward like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no. So if you made, so we're going to just pick on that bracket of 231,000 to 578. That's the 35% bracket, also known as, I think we'll call that the super extra medium large bracket.
It's just a super medium.
Super medium.
It's a super medium.
So you end up paying all the brackets. So I make let's just say I make 300,000.
Okay.
Nice, simple number. My first 11K, I pay 10% on that.
Okay.
My next 11K to 44,000, I pay 12% on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next portion, I pay 22% on that. The next portion of 95 to 182, I pay 24% on that. The portion just between the 180 and the 231, so that like $90,000, I pay 32% on that. And really the portion between 231 and 300, I pay 35% on that. So I'm paying all the rates.
So if you make $231,500, you're only paying 35% on that extra $250.
Correct. That's exactly right.
Here's the thing. I don't trust the government's math.
Yeah.
That was a lot of equations that just happened. And I think somebody might need to run the numbers back. But it does ease the blow a little bit, I think, as far as the fact you're just not paying a straight 35%, straight 32%.
Yeah.
Like, you are paying up to that income limit before it steps up.
Yeah, and in reality, they also let you take deductions from your income.
Not
right?
a lot, not enough.
So, you know, the person that makes the 300K, they get to take their standard deduction, they get to take tax deductions, they might get some tax credits. So we'll get into that too, but I mean, this is how it's kind of set up. It's a progressive system. The more you make, the more you pay, and you end up paying a blended rate of all of those. So like, your effective tax rate is that total tax bill divided by your taxable income, but your marginal rate is just the highest tax bracket that you're in. So when someone says, what's your tax bracket? Think about what's the highest one that I'm going to end up paying.
Got it. And so for some people, you think, well, if I get a promotion, so my mom, for instance.
Okay, God bless her.
God bless her. She's alive.
I know,
but
still,
God bless
I want her
alive.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Yeah.
when she started making more money, she started calling me, freaking out, talking about, oh, snap, I'm going to be in another tax bracket. They're going to be trying to take all my money, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Again, all of your money is not in the next tax bracket.
Yeah.
Just
the little extra.
The little extra is what is in the new tax bracket. So it's not as egregious as it may sound or it may feel. You still need a tax strategy no matter what. But again, it's not as flat and straightforward as some people may think.
Yeah, but you want to stay as low as possible on this, unless you just like giving your money away, in which case, pay all the taxes. So let's talk about what gets taxed and how it gets taxed. So the first, so there's two categories of income. There's earned income, and then there's unearned income. All of it gets taxed.
Facts.
But it gets taxed a little bit differently.
So earned income, wages, mm-hmm. like whether salary, hourly, flat mm-hmm. fees, yeah. whatever it is, that's earned income. Business income or income from operations. So mm-hmm. if you do have a business and you are bringing in money, that is income. Pensions, IRA distributions, Social Security. Mm-hmm. So you're doing all this to pay into Social Security.
Yep.
To get the money back mm-hmm. so they can tax you again.
Lord, you see what I'm saying?
It's a crime.
Is this not a scam?
It's a crime.
So a lot of people don't realize this. We did a call literally just last week with a couple that's looking to retire in 10 years, and we're showing them all their projections. And like, yo, I know you expect to get this Social Security, but like, they're going to tax that.
Yeah, you're going to get it. But
you're like, wait a minute, wait. And this is a guy like very successful. He's the CEO of his nonprofit.
That has nothing to do with...
He had no idea.
Most people have no idea. No one's talking about this. As much as they talk about Social Security, no one is talking about net Social Security. I've never heard anybody say, well, my net Social Security.
Word.
So yeah, like Social Security and other forms of retirement benefits, those are all considered earned income.
And even this IRA distribution. And here, let me just sit on this for a second. Let's say I did everything that Momentum asked me to do, okay? I've got $1 million sitting in my retirement account, okay? I retire, my Social Security's coming in, and now I'm taking distributions from my retirement account.
Because I'm responsible.
And let's say I'm taking out $100,000.
Diligent.
Okay, because I got a couple $1 million saved. I'll take out $100,000 from the IRA.
I did my thing.
Okay, that $100,000 puts me in that marginal bracket of 24%, which means if I think I saved $2 million, I really only have like $1.5 million because that ain't all my money.
It's not all your money.
Like, that's the thing you got to understand. These IRAs, these 401ks, like, I know it's great to look at that balance, but you don't get all that money.
And you could be saying, all right, this is ridiculous. Why should we follow any of the rules that y'all tell us if they're just going to take our money anyway? That is what we're fighting against. So oftentimes when we talk about investing, we're not just fighting against inflation. We are trying to fight against some of these taxes. If you are invested and you can have returns over time and compound interest, it'll help offset all of this rapage that happens when it comes to taxes.
That's a fact.
But if you're just leaving your money in the bank, it's just going to be pillaged, literally. You have to come up with a strategy to fight against taxes and inflation.
Other things they tax that's earned income, unemployment.
First of all, I ain't got no job. I didn't earn it. Come on, it's called income.
You did earn it.
You earn it.
They act like you did.
So unemployment benefits. So again,
sick pay.
It's already not even that much money. You know, I've received unemployment before.
Mm-hmm. I have not. I don't disparage anyone who has.
I wanted to get back employed, for
and
sure.
And what's crazy, it's not even a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a lot of money, and they're still taxing it? Why mm-hmm. don't you just take the taxes out before you told me the number?
Nah.
To me, I feel like you're playing games. It's toxic. Because when you do file for unemployment, wait for them to tell you the number. Just tell me the number. Don't even bring it up.
Yeah, what would you do if you went to a restaurant and they taxed the food by like taking some of the food back?
That's what I'm saying.
Like they give you 12 hot wings and then they'd be like, all right, I'm going to need 3 of those back.
You should have just put 9 on the plate. I wouldn't have even known what was going on. That's what I'm saying. Like it's really just
petty.
We need
to start a new restaurant.
It's like we're getting bullied out here. Just don't tell me about it. I think when I was making unemployment, when I was getting unemployment, this was a long time ago, but I was getting like $405 a week.
Mm, ballin', that goes a long way.
And then I had to take taxes out.
$1,600 per month.
Just tell me it's $330.
No.
Don't throw it in my face. I already got a lot going on. I'm unemployed. I'm trying to find a job. So yes.
What if dating was like that? All right, I'll take you on 3 dates. Really, you only get 2.
You got to show up for the third, but then I'm going to walk out. I'm going to stand you up. You have to show up for the third day.
Why are taxes so petty like this?
But I'm going to stand you up.
But technically, it still counts as a date. It's a gross date.
I'm going to pull up, but I'm not going to get out the car and I'm going to drive off. That's literally what's happening. Sick pay is also considered earned income and self-employment income. So if I'm sick, but if you want a portion of the sickness, come get some coal. Like, I don't understand. We can share the flu.
Oh, you crazy,
but
girl.
Why?
You're crazy.
I'm sick now. Don't act like you care. It's honestly, it's toxic because now you fake care. You only care because you get some of it back. Because it wouldn't even benefit you if you didn't help out. It wouldn't benefit you, but you're only helping out so you could take some.
I'm gonna need that back, okay? Now look, I know you coughing and whatnot and all that. Like, I know your lungs hurt. I'm gonna need that tax though.
Stay healthy, y'all. Don't let them get you.
Okay, they even taxed your unearned income, Tiffany. Your unearned income would come from really your investment activities. So you bought a stock, it paid a dividend. We need some of that, okay?
You didn't pick the stock.
That's okay, I need some, okay? Interest, you made some interest in your bank account. I'm gonna go ahead and take some of that.
This is why people don't put money in a bank. Okay. This is why people leave money under their mattress.
You sold your house. What? Oh, you made a profit? Oh, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and take some of the head.
You didn't even pay on the house. You didn't pay on the house at all.
Yeah.
Any type of, so here's a why I learned this working in entertainment. This is wild right here. If, you know, like you see sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. I'm not just talking about the lotto. I'm talking about, oh, you win a free car or you win a free trip, right? It ain't quite free because you have to pay the taxes on the value of that trip. So if you win a $25,000 trip, you have to pay taxes on that $25,000.
Yeah. But what's crazy is, like, if it was a seven-day trip, just let me go for 5 days. Like,
again,
give me a net.
That's what I'm saying. Just take...
take 2 days of
downgrade the room. I wouldn't even know. Like, don't offer first class. Just put me in coach. I wouldn't even know. I'd still be grateful. I'd be fine with it.
What if you bought a car and they just gave you 3 wheels instead of 4?
No, it's like, you give me the car, but I got to pick you up and take you to work. Like, just give me a different car. So that is something, again, working in entertainment, you know, sometimes we would participate in sweepstakes or we would have contests with artists and win a trip to Vegas and party with Usher, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's turning that down. Do you know you will have to pay the taxes? That's considered unearned income. So if the value of the trip with the hotel and the Usher pictures and he's feeding you strawberries and all that in the limo and all that, if that amounts to $100,000, you've added $100,000 to your overall income.
And it might put you in another bracket.
And it puts you in another bracket.
Now you got to pay more tax on your Starbucks income.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's how it works.
Unearned. It's wild out here.
All right. Now, they do give you some breaks, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? When you file your... So, when they take money out of your paycheck... they're basically using an estimate. Like that you fill out this thing called the W-4 when you first get your job, and you basically say, look, this is how many kids I have, this is, you know, how much I'm making, and your employer is taking out an estimate of how much tax they think you're gonna owe, okay? But you really, you calculate how much you actually owe the government when you file your taxes. And this is a chance for you to now say, look, well, don't forget, I had some deductions, right? I have some things that you can subtract from my income. I'm going to go through these quickly because we're like really, really short on time. The first type of deductions are above the line deductions. These are deductions that really don't matter at whether you itemize your deductions or not. Last week we talked about standard deduction versus itemized. So these are deductions that you're allowed to do before you even get to the standard deduction and the itemized deduction. This has nothing to do with that. These, you would consider these adjustments. Like if you made $100,000, you can actually start to take these away from that $100,000 before you get to the big stuff.
Yeah, you can remove this from your income.
So this would be like student loan interest deduction.
So you can write off up to $2,500 on student loan interest.
Now, there's an income limit to that, by the way. Like if you make $100,000, then you know, you might not be able to qualify for that. So the next one is an IRA contribution. We talked a lot about that last week, how you can put away $6,500 towards your retirement contribution, and that gets deducted from your income. So I made $100,000, I put away $5,000, I get taxes if I made $95,000.
So again, the reason why this is different from a deduction is because, to Alan's point, it is removed from your income number.
At the top line.
At the top line. So it could drop you down to a lower tax bracket.
Absolutely. Health savings account contribution, so you put money away towards your future healthcare expenses, that gets deducted from your income. And then most of these deductions now, these are below the line deductions, so meaning you have to add up enough of these to qualify for itemizing your deductions. We went over a lot of that last week, but I'm just going to go through a quick list of these. Charitable donations, so you give money or clothing or furniture to charity. Medical expense deductions, so if you have medical expenses that exceed 7.5% of your income, you can write off just the portion above the 7.5%.
I do want to add, ladies, if you've listened to our podcast episode a couple of weeks ago, if your boyfriend or someone you were dating has been stealing your deodorant, is coming to your house for food, that is considered a charitable donation.
I don't know
Feel
about this.
Free.
That's true.
Give them the Instacart bills.
I don't know about
it is.
This.
No, for sure. Yeah. Because if you're not still together, it was charity. Mm. If y'all are still together, that's an expense. But matter of fact, here's the actual bill.
She's really not going to stop.
Here's the bill. If you were dating someone, was using up your deodorant, lotion, toothpaste.
That's the tax.
Hold on. And you were feeding him. Like he was coming to your house, you were feeding him with food he didn't pay groceries for, and y'all didn't stay together for 6 months, is a charitable donation.
Yeah.
Anything after 6 months, it's now you're toeing a line. That's a different conversation. But if y'all did not stay together for 6 months, it's a charitable donation. Go ahead and write that off.
Vote for Tiffany, and she will rewrite your tax bill.
Listen.
Okay. All right. So other deductions, state and local taxes, and that's capped at $10,000. Mortgage interest deduction.
This is my favorite one.
That one is not capped, except for the fact that you can't have a loan over a certain amount. If you have a $50 million mortgage, then they're not letting you write all that interest off.
First of all, nobody's buying that house.
Yeah, but somebody is. The dude that tweeted about his paycheck, he might be buying that house.
No, because it's not all his money.
And then if you lost money gambling, you can write that off too. Now, there's a bunch of other deductions. These are self-employed deductions. In order to be self-employed, you need something called, what's that again? A business.
Yeah.
So if you've got a business... Just the LLC.
Exactly. Not just the tax ID number.
Yeah. More than an EIN, you need an actual business. Now you can write off a bunch of other expenses. So your home office, your health insurance, your continuing education expenses, your mileage, your automotive expenses that are related to the business. A portion of your self-employment taxes you can actually write off. Your credit card interest, if it's business related, this is the only time you can write off credit card interest. Or if you took out a business loan, that interest is a write-off. Your meals, so if you are taking business related meals in 2023, you can write off half of that expense.
So that feels a little bit better.
Okay.
But we still got more to talk about.
We're getting there.
Okay, we're getting there. So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
And it still ain't all your money. I'm Alan Boomer.
We're the Momentum Advisors, and we'll be right back.
It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring black and brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out.
Momentum.
So we are back?
Yes.
It's rough out here, y'all.
You know it's hard out here.
I knew it was coming. I have a confession. I hated that movie. I actually have never liked Terrence Howard since that movie.
What you mean, man?
Yeah, exactly.
what you talking about, man?
Once I saw that movie for the first time, I honestly borderline on Taraji. I didn't know if I could do it with her. I made it work with Taraji. And she about to make it right with The Color Purple at the end of the year. So we have to figure out a way to do a podcast episode around The Color Purple.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go see it in April on Broadway.
First of all, slow down. We're talking about the movie.
I'm seeing The Wiz. That's what I'm
going. That was racist. This is black people singing. It's not all the same thing.
All the black stuff is just merged together in my head. Listen, I am so sorry. But I'm excited about The Wiz.
Color Purple. We're talking about Color Purple.
I know.
Taraji ain't in The Wiz.
Okay, fine.
The Color Purple We're going to figure out how to do a podcast episode around The Color Purple.
Okay. All about it.
No, it's not going to be about the movie.
No, I was going to say, wait, hold on. What do you say? Hey, look at you. You're ugly.
Oh, my God.
You're black.
And this is why Alan is a financial advisor, because his acting skills are not. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a sad scene, y'all. I hate when people get downgraded like that. Listen, that really bothers
she
me.
Got back. She yeah, got it she back, did. For sure. She got her lick back.
Until you do right by me.
Listen, I can't wait to see this movie. First of all, I love The Color Purple, just the original one. Whoopi Goldberg, I've always loved Whoopi Goldberg.
Too, you like that too?
We're not talking about The Wiz. Like, talk about it on another episode. We're not talking about The Wiz. So, we're talking about Color Purple.
We're actually talking about taxes and the fact that it ain't all your money. And y'all need to stop acting like it really is when it's not.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And this started with your boy Lincoln, yo. Like, I'm glad.
That's your boy.
The slaves were freed, but like, you know.
Were they?
I know.
Were they freed?
Yeah. Listen, just sign right here, okay? All right. So we broke down deductions from your income before. And you should be working with your accountant to figure out all the ways you can get all the deductions.
Don't call us about this. Okay, yeah. So for people, we don't call us about this. So don't call us about this. This is not what we do as far as like your taxes. We do tax strategy. We will work with your accountant.
Yeah.
We can recommend an accountant. But Momentum Advisors, our job is not to do your taxes. We are wealth advisors. Financial planners.
Investment managers. And
come on. Give me something else.
Yeah.
Call it something else.
Truth tellers.
We are all of those things.
Poem sayers?
We're not poem sayers. We are not poem sayers. I am not. I do no spoken word.
Okay.
Okay? But you
evangelists?
Need... Evangelists? No.
Financial evangelists?
We're not. Because we ain't saving souls.
Kind of.
Are we?
Kind of.
You have to call your accountant. Seriously. You have to call your accountant for things like this. We work on tax strategy based around, again, your full financial plan and your investments. But these deductions, these itemizations, getting them applied, actually, you know, taking care of that every tax year, being on time, knowing your deadlines, knowing your tax brackets, like you have to work with an accountant around that.
So we talked about deductions. Now we'll talk about credits. So credits is literally like the government is saying, we're going to act as if you paid us this money, even though you did not. That's pretty nice. Like it's a credit.
It's like a little pat on the back. Towards your account.
It's like a scholarship. A tax scholarship.
The Thurgood Marshall Scholarship of Taxes. Taxing waters.
Listen, if you qualify, and these first couple, I don't believe you're going to qualify for, but here's a couple, the child tax credit, okay?
And this is where I feel
if you've got children under the age of 17, then you get a tax credit of $2,000 per child.
So you just lost one of your credits.
I know. I'm going to just lie about his age. It's fine. Yeah. So sorry. So you don't get that one. All right. Let's see the next one. Child and dependent care credit. So if you have children 13 and under and you're paying for their babysitting or low key, don't tell anyone if you're paying for their private school where they're also caring for your dependent child, you can write off up to $3,000 per dependent or $6,000 for two dependents. And you get a credit applied towards your taxes, like a scholarship, right? Applied right to your bill.
You just got to have a child.
Yeah. They got to be your dependent. Like, you can't pay somebody else's babysitter
Honestly,
bill.
Kids are mad expensive. This little $3,000 a year you throwing at me is laughable.
Yeah. Yeah. You get basically 35% of what you paid. So if you paid $10,000, you get a $3,000 tax credit. And that's about what tuition is in Central Jersey. So I've been getting this for a while. And I'm very proud to say I'm an American. I'm a taxpayer, and I'm taking full advantage of these. Next one is the American Opportunity Tax Credit. This is a credit for money you're paying towards tuition, books, equipment, and school fees.
So I don't even, first of all, they need to rename it. American Opportunity, what does that have to do with books and equipment?
This is a land of opportunity.
Continuing
but you need
education
some
tax credit, or just the, yeah, no.
No, like I'm paying tuition for my son. You best believe I'm going to go ahead and get me a little piece of that American Opportunity tax credit.
I'm an American Opportunity.
Are you?
I am. So yeah. So books. Okay.
Okay.
I buy books all the time.
Not your kind of books.
I buy books all the time.
Nah, equipment. We're not talking about your Ayanla Van Zandt Fix My Life books. We're talking about like textbooks,
no
my
shade
guy.
To Ayanla, but
oh,
I
love Ayanla.
I would never buy her book.
Oh, my gosh.
I would watch the show because the show, I mean, y'all know this show is wild. It's off the air. But when it was on, it was a wild time. Okay.
Then there's the Lifetime Learning Credit.
That's me right there.
Okay.
I'm a lifetime learner.
This is where you can get a credit for 20% of the first $10K you paid towards tuition. And this is for anybody. Like, the American Opportunity Credit is really for the first couple years in school. And then the lifetime learning credit is for any time in school. You can get up to $2,000 as a credit. Adoption credit, you might qualify for that if you decide you want to adopt a child.
Why are all the credits around kids?
Listen, we're trying to be fruitful and multiply. The Bible says that.
What?
Be fruitful. Multiply.
You got to have all types of other things. No.
Okay. Earned income tax credit, you won't qualify for that. You got to have kids. Well, really, you got to be low income, and you get a bigger credit if you've got
all
kids.
All of the kids are called the kids tax credit. So.
Well, no, you can qualify for the...
Kids tax credit one, kids tax credit two, and kids tax credit three.
People need these.
You should.
Well, you would qualify for the lifetime learning credit. If you decide to take your behind back to school.
Since I don't have kids, the least I could do is go back to school.
Okay, what about this one? The saver's credit.
Okay.
Okay. Saver's credit is 10% to 50% up to $2,000. Certain exclusions will apply if you're putting money into a 403B or a 401K and you are low income.
Oh, my God. The struggle is real.
Oh, you might get this with solar tax credit. Okay. So if you get solar panels put on your home, you can get a credit for up to 30% of the cost.
I'm sure only if your house is less than $75,000.
And if you have kids.
Exactly.
Nah, there's no kids exclusion. And then electric vehicle tax credit. I know you're driving a foreign.
I know that you are a gas guzzling foreign.
So you don't get this electric vehicle credit. We're running out of time, but we want to get to other taxes. So state taxes. So we talked about federal. There's also a bunch of state taxes that you got to pay. State taxes range anywhere from 4 to 12% in states where there are state taxes. But there are 9 states that don't have any taxes at all on income. They might tax you for other stuff, but not your income.
And so those states are Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, the state, not the district, and Wyoming.
Yeah. And then New Hampshire doesn't have any earned wages tax as well.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
All great places to live
are they?
That I would never want to live, but
you would live in
for
Florida.
Somebody,
Florida. You might do Florida.
I would visit.
I would live in Tennessee.
I would visit.
I would definitely
visit all of
Tennessee
these
has a bomb a real estate market. I would live in Tennessee.
Yeah, nah, the Florida sort of.
You wouldn't live in Vegas?
The gubernatorial regime kind of scares me. I can't lie about that. Okay, lastly, we're in a home stretch, taxes on investments. So you don't get taxed until you start making some money. Isn't that nice of them?
Thank the Lord.
Okay, and they actually tax you differently depending on how long you held the investment. So if you held the investment for a year or longer, then they tax you at what's called long-term capital gains rates. And there are some people that will pay 0% tax on capital gains. If you make under $44,000 as a single person and you invest, I don't know where the money's coming from to make this investment, but
exactly,
you wouldn't pay any taxes on your capital gains. If you make between $44,500,000 as a single person, then you'll pay 15%. If you make more than $492K, then you'll pay 20%. But that's for long-term gains. So any stock, bond, house that I've held for at least a year, I pay long-term capital gains tax on. If I held it for less than a year, then I have to pay short-term capital gains. Now, short-term capital gains taxes are taxed at my marginal tax rate. So if I'm at that 37% bracket, then I got to pay 37% tax on my short-term capital gains. Dividend tax works exactly like long-term capital gains taxes. So if I'm a lower income earner, I'm a married couple that makes $89,000 or less and I earn dividends, I pay zero in tax on that. But if I make $90,000, $1 more, now I'm paying 15% tax on the dividends.
Wildin'.
And then finally, let's think about that primary residence. So Tiffany bought a house a couple years ago.
Couple.
You know that she may decide to sell it. She may not. But if you decide to sell it, they want their tax, but they're willing to do something for you, Tiffany. They're willing to say this, Tiffany. If you've lived in this house for at least 2 out of the last 5 years.
Okay, I did that.
They will allow you to exclude the first $250,000 of your gain on that house.
I like it.
So if you bought your house, I'm just making up numbers, for $700,000, and you sell it for $1 million.
Okay.
You made a profit of $300,000. you really only have to pay tax on 50K of that.
I like it.
And it's at long-term capital gains.
It's the least y'all can do.
Yeah, so it's not all bad. So we're in the home stretch. Advice, what advice do we have before we wrap up? That's why y'all listen to us, not just for education, but also for advice. So number one, a lot of people qualify to file your taxes for free yourself online.
So a lot of times I do feel like people go to H&R Block or some of these other like tax preparation places because you want some sort of advance payment on your return. That's the whole thing. But if you can just wait
on it,
you can file your taxes for free.
Wait on
you don't have to pay anybody any money to get your money back. You really are just getting your money back. So again, consider just filing your taxes for free. You can go to irs.gov, www.irs.gov, and you literally can file your taxes for free.
And you use like companies. Like it's not the IRS that's doing it. They have a list of 8 different software companies, like 1040 Now.
There's TaxSlayer. There's something known as the Free File Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a variety of different programs and partnerships that will allow you to file your taxes for free.
And it's really for anybody who makes less than $73,000 per year. Somebody out there listening, whether it be you or your children.
Plenty of people.
Somebody in your church, maybe your synagogue
or
mosque.
Or maybe your parents who's retired, mm-hmm. and so they're not bringing in a lot of income. They qualify for something like this.
Next bit of advice. Talk to your tax professional or CPA now.
Even if you're not getting a tax return, okay? We get it. Like, people love filing taxes when they know they're getting a tax return. But even if you're not getting a tax return, speak to someone now so that you can make whatever changes. Again, that's what last week's episode was about, making some of these changes before the end of the year so you can qualify for some of these benefits and deductions and credits. So talk to someone now so you can take advantage of making your tax situation as best as possible.
Yeah, now is the best time. Like, your accountant's not that busy the second because January to April, he's stressed out. He's pulling his hair out or her hair out. But right now, it's a good low time. Schedule a meeting with your accountant. Like, hey, I'm really trying to make sure that next year doesn't hurt as much as it did last year. What advice do you have that I could do right now? And then finally, think about ways that you can reduce your taxes. And again, this is a conversation with your accountant, but they really fall into 4 different categories.
So it's retirement savings and health savings, charity, business expenses, real estate.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. And honestly, if you just go back to last week's podcast episode, we talk about all those things in more detail. So I'm sorry, guys. We broke the bad news. It ain't all your money.
Yeah.
But there are ways to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating. I know.
Yep.
And again, if you vote for me for Congress, I got you on some of these bills.
But not all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be back next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.